Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay and I'm not a huge fan of Toastmasters, I have to say, but I do have to recognise that there is a lot of great things that they provide in their training, and so I did make a video on the terrible points about Toastmasters. However, this video is about the things I think are excellent about Toastmasters. So let's get into it. Here's five things that are great about Toastmasters. Number one, first and foremost, the greatest part of this organization, this group, is that it is a community. Is that it is somewhere that you can go, practice, and in a safe environment, learn to fail. And now that is really valuable because a lot of people are trying to do it for themselves. A lot of people don't have the confidence to go out into the big wide world and practice in social environments or practice at work or practice with the family. So having Toastmasters is a bit like AA, but for speakers. And it's a place you can say, I have a problem, I'm not able to do this, I feel uncomfortable. And in your own time, you can open up and, you know, flourish and in front of other people. And that is one of the great things about Toastmasters. And it's a global community. You could go anywhere in the world and find another Toastmaster and probably meet up, have a coffee, chat, and go to another group. It's great. It's a really good connection. They've been around for a long time now. So that community really helps people open up and flourish as speakers. So good on your Toastmasters. Number two, again, it just goes part and part with somewhere to go and it being so available, is that you get to practice. You do get to practice speaking in front of other people. Again, it's all very well speaking to the mirror or into your phone or in front of your camera, but having an audience is having an audience. And there's no better like practice than practicing in front of other people. Now, the fact that they are judging you, I'm not a big fan of, and if you wanted to hear me go into more detail about that, you can watch the video where I describe the terrible things about Toastmasters. But this one's about the positive things, and I do think that they do give a platform for others to share, to experiment, and to fail. So, good on you, Toastmasters. That's a really good thing. And like, if anyone was interested in going and practicing somewhere, I'd suggest that these are a really good open space that you can go and try out new ideas and fail at things without, you know, it being so serious or going to affect your lifestyle or your work. Number three, there's a lot of passion and insight that has gone into the creation of Toastmasters. Even though I think a lot of it is a little bit outdated and outmoded and it is run as an amateur group, I still think that the passion helps people, gives people a bit of confidence. You know, it really does. If you're around people that have got insights and they spend a lot of time studying and acknowledging other speakers, and you know, it gives you the opportunity to look inside at yourself. And so not only practicing and not only learning and having a community, but being around others that are passionate about speaking, it's going to help you become more passionate because it might be something that you hate doing. It might be that you don't want to, but have to. So then being around people that really do want to be there, or even others that don't want to be, you'll find like common ground and develop your own passion for speaking. And because it is your voice, because it's communicating, it's really helpful if you can enjoy it. So that is something you will get at Toastmasters, is passions and insights, key insights to other speakers and how and what will work best in that environment or in those environments to help yourself become better. Number four, now this was my number one rule of things that are terrible about Toastmasters, but it's my number four rule about things that are excellent about Toastmasters, and that is the rules. Now, I'm not a big fan of the rules unless you've already got some experience first. I believe that you should learn to break the rules first and then learn what the rules are and learn what you've broken. That way you tend to embody things through your mistakes as opposed to go through your head and analyze things too much. If you're too analytical about a physical deed of speaking, it can be detrimental down the line when it, you know, because you haven't really experienced or explored enough and being able to feel free with it. But then it's good to have discipline and the rules in place for when you get to that point. So one of the things that they do know very well is the rules and the rhetoric and the disciplines that you can use. So that's good information in there. And like it has been tried and tested for like over 100 years at least. So it is a place that you can go and get very strict and sturdy foundation principles surrounding public speaking. And that's not a bad thing at all. It just, you know, you've got to take it with a pinch of salt and understand when it's necessary and when it's not. That's why I say get some experience first before going and learning the rules, but they do have them. So that is a plus in my eyes, as well as a negative, but yeah, it's worth mentioning. And lastly, my rule five of things that are excellent about Toastmasters is they have goals. They have incentives, they have like competitions and opportunities for you to speak in different environments, and like little competitions and little themes that you can build on and work at. And it gives you direction. And as someone who also trained as a life coach, I know how important that is. Because if you're just training by yourself or even in a social group which aren't as organized as Toastmasters, you might not really be given the guidance of where you should be going or having a goal to hit or the incentives or the stepping stones in which to get there. Toastmasters do provide that. And so having a goal and the incentives to get there, it's like, it's really priceless. It's really helpful. And that is something they offer. So that's also a very good thing about Toastmasters. Those were five examples of excellent things about Toastmasters. And for me, I can take it or leave it. I've said before, I'm not a huge fan of them, but I don't disregard what they do either. It's just very different from the way I work. And if you do want to understand the way I work, come to visit my website at vocabilities.com and check out one of my free taster classes or courses, which links to eventually a full course which I do sell and which you might get promos from if you join my newsletter. But either way, that's up to you. My name is Darren McStay. This is vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. And even if you don't come and buy a course from me, there's so much on this channel now that you can use no matter where you are, no matter what level you are, whether you're a Toastmaster or not. So go and take it. Go and use it for yourself. I'm Darren McStay, and until the next time, look after your voice.